Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Our voices filled with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Holy, oh holy are you, Lord. Holy, oh holy are you, Lord. Our voices filled with oh, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Jesus, oh, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Jesus, you're my Lord.
Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Jesus, oh, Jesus, you're my Lord. Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Worthy, oh, worthy are you, holy, oh, holy are you, Jesus, oh, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Amen.
Well, we do come together today in the name of the one who is altogether worthy, altogether holy, the one who is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in his name, we welcome you to worship this morning. Let's begin with prayer and invite his presence to be in our midst as we come before him with humble hearts. Father, we do gather before you this morning with a heart desiring to praise you and to give you thanks, to honor you because you are worthy. We thank you for allowing us the privilege of worshiping and enjoying your presence, enjoying one another. And so we come together in that heart and in that mind. We thank you. We praise you. We ask you to meet the needs of your people. May we open ourselves and humble ourselves to allow you to meet the needs of our hearts. And we offer this prayer of thanks and these requests in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Crank that banjo up.
Let's do it. I like the old mics. All right.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to heaven on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Thank you. God, Jesus in the sky, I'll fly away.
Amen. Even so come. Got a little switch back again here.
I do the circus act one more time.
Even though he's preaching on I Believe this morning, those scriptures are all filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we wanted to sing this morning.
Amen.
we haven't turned you loose to fellowship on each other. So after the second verse and chorus on this song, just meet and greet each other. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God. You may notice we say brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God. They jumped the gun, didn't they? From the doors of an orphanage to the house of the King, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God. Righty. That's all, folks. That's all, folks. Whew. What are you doing at the Willis today?
Well, if everybody's been able to find their original seat or one that's similar to it, that's fine. We'll have to call a little halt to this time of fellowship. I hate doing that because it's always a reminder to me how much we enjoy visiting with one another and how our culture anymore doesn't allow for a lot of visiting like it once did because we're going 90 other places. And this morning, as we talk about being a part and believing in the communion of the saints, this is a part of it, the fact that we are in this common fellowship made possible by Christ. So once again, welcome to this time of assembly and worship. This is our announcement time, and I have just a few of those to make. First and foremost, you will notice in bold print down toward the bottom of your bulletin that today is our day to serve at the Willows at 3:30. Robbie will be leading that service. We'll be sharing communion with those folks who gather there. So all of you who are able to join us at 3:30 this afternoon for about an hour, you will be a blessing and you will be blessed. So please, please remember that. Next Sunday is Shakeout Sunday for the Galilean Home. Somebody asked me last week, what do we shake it out of? Well, I said anything from fruit jars to old cottage cheese containers that have been washed and banks and whatever else you keep your money in. And we'd like to have the kids take those containers. And next Sunday we'll have an old-fashioned galvanized tub that we've had for years and years. It'll be placed up here, and you can bring those banks and shake them out. It's quite a noisy experience. But we do take folding money and checks, and you can drop those in. And all that money goes to our annual support of the Galilean Home. So that's what that is all about, and we invite you to be a part of that. And if you want to collect some coins this week and have a youngster that you know would enjoy doing that, just hand it to them next Sunday and they can bring it up and shake it out. And then the ongoing ministry to the Haven Care Center and our Right to Life support, Bottles of Blessing can continue collecting all this month. You can fill those with coins or with folding money or checks. Prayer time continues on Fridays to meet in the youth room from 12:30 to 1:30. And this is a ladies' prayer group, so all you ladies are invited to gather during that hour as you are able. If you have an announcement, if you'll raise your hand, Dave Hack will find you and let you announce that so that we can all hear. Ruth, you have an announcement, please.
We're starting this coming Wednesday, which is the 20th, I think, for our ukulele band. And I saw people grin when I said ukulele, and you don't know why, and it's ukulele. I found that out. And so if you grin, you know you might enjoy coming and doing it. So adults, bring your ukuleles. Children, we will have some ukuleles for you. So from 6 to 7 on Wednesday night, right downstairs. And then this coming Sunday, the 24th, we're having that indoor picnic. All you kiddos, listen, we're going to have some real fun and food and snacks and all kinds of stuff. So from 4 to 7 next Sunday night in the Great Room. I think that's it.
Thanks, Ruth. So please keep those in mind. Emmeline and then George or Ann, whoever was over here. Was it Ann, Emmeline?
Okay, I have a happy report from our response to the need for dresses for the women of the Isaiah House. Our dresses were the favorites and the first to go to the 7 residents brought to the Presbyterian Church yesterday. Each of the women could choose 4 outfits that are for attending church. This urgency won't happen again. They have 7 residents. They have room for 16. So until they have more women, this appeal won't come out, but one of them appeared to be pregnant, and she might be eligible for Ann Bird's ministry that we're supporting with our bottles of blessing, and Ann was excited to get that information to the Isaiah House for Women. Of interest to me, one of the residents was overheard to say, "We have to take 7 vitamins every morning at breakfast."
Could everyone bring their bottles of blessings by March 3rd, please? Thanks.
Thanks, Ann. I think George had an announcement.
For those of you who aren't on the Facebook or on social media, I'd request prayer for my wife and for my mother-in-law. She went hospice on Thursday after a stroke. She's had Alzheimer's for 5 years and had a massive stroke on Thursday. So would appreciate prayers, especially for my wife, at this end of life time. Thank you.
Thank you, George. David, settle.
Yes, I talked to Karen last night, Karen Baker, and she's asking for prayer. She's having her pacemaker replaced Wednesday or Thursday, so she just would ask for prayer.
Thank you. Those, Brenda?
Just a short update on my friend in Frankfurt, Mary Lynn. She has some rare form of cancer. I don't know if you say they've got it under control or whatever, but as a different spot comes up, they just treat that. And apparently it'll be an ongoing thing. I think she's checked at least every 3 months, but continue to pray for her. She's such a sweetheart.
Amen. Thank you, Brenda.
You noticed a couple of our team gone this morning. Michael Morris is on the road, and he said he really appreciated the prayers last week. Evidently he had some rough driving conditions. And Mike Piazza called this morning and said he's just coughing and feeling bad, so let's pray for them.
All right. We have several of these folks who are in need of our ongoing prayers. I ask you to remember my friend Rick Coleman, who has major colon surgery tomorrow at Norton Suburban in Louisville. Rather long procedure. And I know we keep Rich Hollings on our prayer list, who has some upcoming surgery in just about a week. So as these prayer requests go out, please take time to pray for them. If you'll join me now, we'll just lift up our prayers corporately to the Lord in one accord. Father, we come before you in agreement that you are the one who meets all of our needs. And we also confess that we're a needy people. It doesn't take much, Lord, to remind us that we're not in control of our own destinies as much as we may think we are. There will be things that come through life, Lord, that remind us that we need you. Even as the hymn writer in those inspired words, "Every hour I need thee." Precious Lord, every hour we live in your presence. We ask that you meet these needs for comfort, for healing, wisdom, direction for doctors and surgeons, healing of body, healing of spirit, healing of mind. Father, all the healing that comes from you as the ultimate source of life and healing itself. Along with these requests, we bring our thanksgiving for all the blessings that you have given us, Father. All the blessings that are ours. And we praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was slightly forgetful and remiss, as I'm reminded quite often, but Hay Jones is absent today because she fell and broke her right wrist last week. So John was saying her main problem is frustration. If you've had your right arm that you do everything with in a cast, it's not a pleasant task. So we pray for her healing and pray for Hay to not be too frustrated, and pray for John to be a really, really good helper. Oh, well, I think that's too much help, John. She probably would not risk coming with you doing her makeup for her. We have one birthday this week. One of Victoria Nash's sons, Aaron, I believe it is, was celebrating a birthday on Wednesday the 20th. So happy birthday to Aaron Nash. We're going to have a special song to prepare us for communion this morning. And following this time of worship meditation through the music, we will be sharing the Lord's Supper together, and at that time I'll give instructions, and those who will be serving and offering the prayers will come at that time. So, Rock?
It's nice singing in front of family this morning, because I threw this on Joyce about 9 o'clock this morning, and those of y'all that have been with us for probably 20 plus years, maybe 30 years, will remember Brother Charles, and he sang The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, and so we wanted to do that and want Joyce to play with us this morning. So we will do the best we can, right, Joyce?
Yeah.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, it flows to the lowest valley. A blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, it flows to the lowest valley. A blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Thank you, Joyce.
Pastor, I think I'm supposed to share something. I don't even know where to start. Okay. It's been a tough couple years for me, and my heart has just been needing a touch of the Holy Spirit so much. And last week, I almost didn't come to church. I came late. I sang at the last little bit. And then at the end of the service, when there was prayer opportunity and all, I just really felt like I went to Pastor Rod and I asked him if he would pray with me. And Rod and George, I don't know who else did, but you all, if you need Jesus and if you need him to wash over you, just don't hold back. I mean, I have not felt the presence and the washing of the Lord like I did Sunday in a long time. It was just like waves and waves and waves and waves. And I just, God healed my heart I needed it. And I, if you all need him, just say, here I am. So thank you.
This morning we'll be celebrating what the church has been celebrating for over 2,000 years, that we celebrate in various ways, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, the Eucharist. It all sprang from the night before Jesus went to the cross when he ate the Passover with his disciples, and so our Lord's Supper springs out of that ancient Passover meal. And as they were eating that Passover meal, Jesus and the 12 in the upper room, he instituted the symbol of the new covenant. It's recorded in Matthew in these words, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And so with those words straight from the original supper that we celebrate, I'll ask those men who are going to serve this morning if they would come and be prepared to serve us. And as we normally give instruction, we believe that this is the Lord's Supper. It is not our supper. We are simply the ones who get to serve you. The requirement that the Lord lays, not our requirement, but the requirement from the Lord, is that we accept his substitutionary death in our place, that we find in him our salvation, that we're trusting in him to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. And the secondary requirement that Paul lists in his letter to the Corinthians is that we examine ourselves. The Bible is full of admonitions about examination. None of them have to do with examining other people. It has to do with examining our own hearts. So it's a time of remembrance. It's a time of humbling. It's a time of confession, but it's also a time of celebration. So after these dear brothers bless the bread and the cup, Joyce will minister to us in music, and you will be invited to come as the Lord leads you to stand or kneel and be served the Lord's Supper.
We thank you, Lord, for what Jesus did on our behalf on the cross of Calvary. We thank you that he took his body and he had it hung on that cross so we could be set free from a dominion of sin, and we thank you for it. And Lord, we also want to discern properly the body of Christ, which is us. And Father, just as we rejoice in the fact that when we come before the Lord, our God, our Father, he looks down at us and he sees Jesus, because Jesus paid the price for us and he now indwells us. Father, help us to rightly discern the body of Christ so that we look at one another, we will see Jesus. And Father, we'll be able to love one another the way you desire us to. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we gather this morning around the table prepared for us by your Son, Jesus Christ, we are reminded of your grace and your mercy, expressed through the love of Jesus, who loved you completely and loved us the